God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. You can build a paradise or wall yourself.
It is time for a visit from across the pond, from less visible. He comes by for an audio commentary this time every month. If you want to tune in and check him out, he's got some very good points, very passionate, and very into. He's one of these guys that you're gonna love him or hate him, and of course we love him here at Feet to Fire. Now, less visible.
Greetings and salutations, my friends from the rural hinterlands of somewhere far, far from large rotary devices soon to be impacted by both compacted and wet waste products. Step away from the fan. There has been a time for some time when it was an indication of privilege and celebrity to be waved through the velvet ropes and ushered into the VIP area. There has been a time when it was desirable to those who love being more important than their fellows to be able to sit in the front rows of the performance and to be welcomed backstage and welcomed onto the stage to beam and glimmer and puff out their feathers and burst their vest buttons from pride in their own presence among all the hail fellows well met. It could have been pride, or it might have been just too many fine dinners and luncheons that came before solemn and generous talk about world hunger and new cancer wings at the hospitals that were there as a subsidiary to the other business ventures that promoted the pharmaceutical wings and the processed food wings and the sedentary lifestyle wings and the chemical additive wings and the insurance industry wings and the medical appliance wings and all the wings whose chief industry was in producing cancers that could be serviced by all the wings in order to make money from the cancers that are far too economically important to be cured, and thank God for the cell phone industry and all the new innovations that add to the bulk and body of the victims who keep the world disease machine humming like a well-oiled pig with a cat in its belly. However, now is not the time to be front row and center, because now the performance is going to be a Gallagher-style watermelon-smashing extravaganza. Only it won't be watermelons this time. Now comes the grand moments that build up to the grand denouement. The finale, a massive exploding hog lagoon imported at great expense in its totality from the pig farming environs of North Carolina. And as your fashion consultant, I'm advising that no matter what color suit you may wear to this prestigious event, you should definitely be wearing brown shoes, because afterwards, you don't want to look like a fashion victim, but rather a victim in fashion. So this is perhaps my fourth show or five, I don't know exactly, but before this show and for most of this decade, I've been saying, and a few others have been saying, that the first matter that Paracelsus revealed to the astonished scientists and worthies of his time from under the silver dish is about to hit the fan. It's typical that few listen to the Cassandras and Jeremiahs of any time. It's to be expected that most of the world will not and never has listened to anything before it is too late, and we shouldn't expect anything different this time. Most people won't be listening to this either. Most people will be waiting for Desperate Housewives to come on or waving signs for the latest Desperate Housewife from Alaska with her little interludes with her husband's best friend and her gratuitous Christianity. Her utter cluelessness about anything related to the office she seeks. Her strange invisible pregnancy and multi-thousand-mile miraculous amniotic water-breaking flight. Her pregnant daughter's moral majority 180. Where the applause rings out for anything and everything, and if she'd taken an axe to the family pets, they would have found a supporting biblical reference for that as well. Now comes the trillion-dollar bailout of the culprits who caused the financial meltdown at the expense of those who lost their homes and their savings. Now comes the 4,000-man army unit into the American landscape in violation of posse comitatus that dictator Bush has folded, spindled, and mutilated for just this purpose. Now comes the major terror attack cooked up by the neocons with the assistance of the Israeli Mossad and the CIA with a sporting cast from MI6, who will be dressed up in Arab suits for this momentous Halloween surprise party. It will be the same folks who brought you 9/11, and the same people who brought you the London 2 bombings, and the Madrid train station bombings, and the Marriott hotel bombing. Most people won't notice that the same security firm was in charge of all the 9/11 airports and everything else besides the Marriott. Just coincidence. Nothing to see here. And there were the candidates at the debate whose fear of the truth is impressive indeed, whose degree of delusion would have had an ordinary citizen locked up in a rubber room if truth were anything but an outcast and a pariah dog in these times. Watch how they spew the company line. Watch how no one can say that Bin Laden had nothing to do with 9/11. And how to this day the FBI has no warrant out for him for this event because they say there's no evidence connecting him. Watch how they do not address the interesting relationship between the Taliban shutting down the opium trade and the present-day bumper crops of opium whose profits feed all the black ops and whose profits feed into the consortium of a certain presidential daddy with his hooks into just about everything. Watch how they do not address that the Iraq war didn't have anything to do with anything but graft, corruption, and mass murder. Watch them embarrass the living daylights out of themselves with their charm bracelets with the name of a dead soldier on them, whose policies caused the death to begin with. Watch how they threaten Iran that the International Atomic Energy folks say is not developing a nuclear weapon. Watch them lie about Iran and those IEDs, and never mention those British soldiers who got caught in Basra dressed in Arab suits with a carload of explosives. Watch them never mention that the surge didn't actually work, but that the seeming decrease in deaths really had to do with the near wiping out of the Sunnis. Watch how they say we can't afford a second Holocaust while Israel practices one on the Palestinians every day. Watch how they lie about Russia and the Georgian incursion, and never mention who was behind the massacre in South Ossetia and who the principal heads of the Georgian state actually are. Yes, these candidates whose glib lies roll like vending machine slugs out of their it damn well isn't butter mouths and jingle like ringtones spilling out of ghost cathedrals, erected to demons in religious drag holding enormous collection plates. Those lying Janus-headed parrots on two necks attached to one body playing pocket pool and dreaming of Benoit balls bouncing off the bumpers and flashing the lights in the pinball machine of personal profit. This walrus and carpenter walking along the shores of the fading empire that they and their fellows looted to the applause of those who were being stolen from. I managed to watch half of it until my weariness and nausea compelled me to move on to something more attractive, like autopsy films and crime scene videos. Oh, you're going to get a spanking, you lying psychopaths. There's a mysterious balance in life, my friends. Call it the arcane workings of the secret mind of nature. Call it God. Call it the honesty of numbers mechanically correcting the human induced out of whack status of the time. Call it what you like. There's a metaphysical force that is a part of life itself, and it is always adjusting the conditions according to its own sense of what should be. You could say it contains the essence of karma, the essence of justice, the essence of a variety of archetypes that hold and shape and modify life according to what has been, and as a result of it. Depending on how out of whack things have gotten, that is a determinant of how much force will be expressed in the snapping back into balance. Get ready for some rock and roll. Get ready for some rocking and rolling. You've seen the signs and you've ignored them. You stood by while your rights were neutered and compromised. You've stood by while vicious liars and thieves destroyed your country, sent your children into battle for their own profit, murdered millions abroad and made millions more homeless abroad and at home. You stood by while your elections were stolen. You stood by and ate pizzas and watched TV while your jobs and pensions disappeared. You sat there while agents of one of the tiniest countries in the world took over your government. These dual national neocons who fashioned the project for the new American century, who created Homeland Security on the blueprint of Orwell's 1984, who hold all the chief positions at Homeland Security and at the Justice Department and the Treasury, and among the drunken chicken hawk dictator's personal staff, whose filthy banks bankrupted you with fiat currency. And the names and provenances of these usurious thieves are right there to be seen and noted, but you don't want to see it because of the possibility you might be slandered by a worn-out label that is the price of telling the truth. There is no more unwelcome guest in this land but the truth. The truth is an outlaw. The truth is an untouchable in a world of people made into untouchables by those who have stolen more wealth than they could ever use. As Lao Tzu said, "What sort of men are these who never hunger, never thirst, but eat and drink until they burst? There are other brigands, but these are the worst of all the highway's harms. Now you teeter on the edge of loss of all you struggled to acquire. The second coming of Yeats has become a reality. Madness is loose. The center cannot hold. Alas, Babylon. The prophecies are real, and those who anticipate their ascension into the air, those who await the rapture, do not know that it is most certainly not for them. Not for the Tony Alamos and the Rolex-wristed preachers who are presently being advised by the government to assist in crowd control. The talking head whores and lying media that weasels into your heads and assures you that right is wrong, that up is down, that war is peace, that freedom is slavery. I pity you. You walked all the way to Samara on your own. You danced out on the killing floor to gangster rap and saccharine-flavored sound cancers from deranged mouseketeers. Yeah, a hard rain is gonna fall. You went shopping as a recreational pursuit. You filled your soon-to-be-repossessed houses with junk. You drank yourself into a coma and took all the pills that the legal industry could make. You preened and postured in your odious personal vanities among millions of others, all dreaming that the spotlight was on them. You talked about your glory days and tied your yellow ribbons around trees killed by acid rain. You festooned your gas vampires with bumper stickers and pinned your flag lapels on your sunken chests over your ballooning stomachs that required a shopping cart to contain them as you waddled down the aisles of Walmart. Enough of this. The mass of you are not listening and cannot hear. But anger is fomenting now. Rage is burbling in the streets. Revolution and the fascist means to contain it are both rising up and getting into position for the movement of the scales. For those of you who can hear, I suggest you watch carefully. I suggest you become like the animals who suddenly go quiet in the moments before the earthquake hits. I suggest you listen within and see if there might not be some guidance there. I suggest you stay far away from large rotating devices coming into contact with large bodies of excrement. These coming months are going to show you what you should have seen coming step by step since those intending to enslave you finally stepped publicly upon the stage and began to engineer those in-house terror attacks that were the precursor for all the fascist, constitution-destroying efforts and legislations that now leave you defenseless before the monsters of the day. Some powerful something is not pleased. Some powerful something has tried to wake you up, has gently shaken your shoulder, has shaken you with more force. But the lure and call of your candy-colored dreams of materialism and its bright, shiny objects was stronger. In order for your small lies and ambitions to prosper, you swallowed ever larger lies. You made all the compromises necessary to compromise yourself and stood by while those you fear and admire took everything you had. Some powerful agency, some energy, some consciousness is not pleased. And you will see now as it begins to emerge into the broad daylight of present time. Something strange will touch events and turn them into the unexpected. Something out of legend and religion and dreams is going to show up in the middle of the dark doings of the privileged and the powerful and nail them where they stand. Some benevolent something in fearful aspect is going to expose and strip naked those ravenous agents of insatiable greed and broadcast their shame around the world. Wake up. People, wake up. Wake up. Wake up! Step away from the grave of this culture of the dead and look to the light within. We come to the opening door of a 25,000-year cycle, and there are two possibilities, two roads, two ways to go. Your direction is determined by what you hold dear. Where your heart is, there your treasures are as well. Where your treasures are, there your heart is as well. And there are you. By what you have given value to, it sums you up and illuminates whether you can go free or into the no longer metaphorical Egypt that is the enduring, never land of this temporary world where one darkness follows another. Where one scene follows another, where one play ends and another begins, and all of which are nothing, and from which nothing will remain. Now is the time to awaken and seek forgiveness. Forgiveness from the ignorance that has bound you to the slave master's will. Will it come tomorrow? Next week? Next year? No one knows the hour, but come it will. I wish for you all the eyes to see and the capacity within your hearts to recognize that the outline of light behind the fearsome image of the darkness is an angel with an outstretched hand. I don't know much what to say to people. I am stunned by the degree of their capacity to believe in what is not real, to want what is not worth having, to contend with one another over turds that have been painted with gold, that have been wrapped in golden foil. Garbage. Crap. Well, let those who can hear, hear, and those who can see, see, because those who cannot hear must feel. I hate to say it, I don't want to be a doom and gloom guy, but if you can't see it, I don't know what to tell you. I wish you all much love, and I'll see you next month, if there is one. God bless you all.
God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. No, God's not dead.